Steve, you've got something you want. You did a gig last week, didn't you?
I need to be careful with how I explain this gig. It was the funniest show I have ever done. And the guy that was doing the DJ is an incredibly intelligent guy. And but he has a certain issue with concentration. So, and it's not something that you could tell him off for, because he actually can't help this this condition. And basically what happened was, we had different singers coming up on stage, and we had this one singer come down from London who really was quite in love with himself. Mm-hmm. And again, remain nameless. Uh-huh. And he was talking about record companies and everything else, like really did the big I am.
Yep.
And then he went and sang Elvis's Return to Sender, which was really quite odd because he was quite a young lad.
Okay.
But he didn't sing it as you would imagine it would be sang. And I don't think it was anything to do with him trying to be clever. I think it was a case that he'd asked for this track, and the only karaoke track they'd got was in the wrong key for him.
Right.
So it sort of went like, imagine it would be, I wrote a letter to the postman, I put it in his sack. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
But this guy was going, I wrote a letter to the postman, I put it in his sack. Mighty early next morning, he brought my letter back.
You're a bonnet.
And it was sort of like all this all over the place with the vocal. Well, the DJ, that obviously has got this condition where if things aren't quite as they should be, his mind goes elsewhere.
Yeah.
Was in control of an effects unit, which I'd actually bought in, especially right. for the other singers.
Yeah.
And this effects unit has all sorts of effects on it. It's not okay. just a regular effects unit.
It's not just like a reverb.
It's got all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So this guy starts off, and so you would have a run. Let's just have a look. So it would be a... I wrote a letter to the postman, I put it in his sack. So that would be a regular effect.
Yeah.
But this guy's bored. He starts flicking through the effects in front of 170 people to see what's on here. So it sort of went like this. I wrote a letter to the postman, I put it in his sack. And by the very next morning, he bought my letter back.
She wrote upon it. To send
son. No such number. No such son. He was actually going backwards and forwards, laughing his head off, clapping his hands, cheering at the top of his voice. And what got me was, when they say the show must go on,
yeah.
this guy that was singing somehow managed to stay singing. I mean, we went into distortions. We went into sort of radio-type sounds.
Oh, God.
It was absolutely, it was one of the most amazing performances ever.
For the wrong reasons.
Everyone was shouting more.
Yeah.
And the guy that's come down from London, who thinks this is a big record star, he's absolutely in awe of like, the fact that everyone's enjoyed what he's done.
Yeah.
So he puts him on again, and yeah. this time, and I'll have to look for the effects, he puts him on something called strobe voice, which I'm going to have to just quickly, because people want to explain what strobe is.
Let's have a
look where strobe.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so the next song... like this all the way through, then he doubled up, then he went into this, so he got that. I wrote a letter to the postman,
I put it in his sack.
That was basically the whole of this performance.
God.
And it really was one of the funniest moments, and it just it made it funnier because no one thought they should laugh.
Yeah.
The guy that was actually doing the sound was absolutely loving what my effects unit could do. And so, unfortunately, the guy that was up there that really could, you know, like at least he was holding his pitch. to a degree, until he went to Robot, because Robot held him on one.
This is the voice of the Mastodons.
Oh, it was real classic. Well, I went on stage afterwards, and I'd got to try and perform, and I couldn't get it out of my head, so I'm sort of trying not to look like I now do silly laughing for no
goodness
reason.
Gracious, great balls of fire.
it would have been sort of
all that shit going on.
I said, calling off, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on.
Something like that.